Hello?
Look, I'm just calling to tell you, we don't give out loans to desperate hobos.
Who's a desperate hobo? That's kind of a rude thing to say to people.
I have your paper right here. I'm going to rip it up if you're not polite to me.
Well, why would you call somebody a desperate hobo? What the hell's with that?
Sam, he was fired this morning. He came...
I just talked to him a little while ago. I just talked to him about an hour ago.
He was fired. He just got fired. He came to work. Did you notice he was acting kind of weird? He was on meth, smoking meth and marijuana, like, at work. Like, while he was talking to you, did you hear him taking those breaths and stuff? Yeah, I know. Well, he got so angry, like, we had to call security on him and have them take him out. But he burned all the paperwork, and he took his computer monitor and, like, threw it across the office. You know, like, since all your information was in that monitor, it's gone now.
Well, I do not do porn. I never have done porn.
No, I'm not saying
I'm an
do
old
porn.
Lady.
I'm not saying that you're in the porn.
And so if I'm paying for it, someone else is using my social security number. And that's getting very scary.
If you can tell us where to get that 10, the 103 form, then that's all we need from you.
Why don't you try looking in your mom's asshole?
Jackass. Is a jackass. Is this guy.
If you donate 15% of your loan amount to the local Baptist ministry, I'll push this right through. We won't even do a credit check.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hello?
That's it. I'm ripping up your application. I'm going to rip it into shreds.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just going to rip it up. That'll show you a thing or two. You don't talk that way to the Bank of America, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know what? The Greg Englund that I was talking to doesn't have the same number that starts with a 5-3.
That's because he's a hacker, you idiot.
Well, first of all, if you were truly from Bank of America, you'd have a little bit more civility.
Oh, no.
So, don't call me again.
You don't know how things work in the banking industry, ma'am.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy?
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi, everyone. This is Roy. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is Sunday, January 25th, 2015. But it's probably stupid to announce that because I don't know if I'll finish this show today. I probably won't. I'll probably release this tomorrow. Because I just did some live stuff on the air and there's, I don't know, maybe 5 pranks that worked out. And they're all pretty short. Maybe not even 5, I don't know. Anyway, today's show is sponsored by Neon Like Bjork. Neon Like Bjork couldn't be bothered to be up this early in the morning to listen to my live show today. Damn it, Neon. What the hell? It was kind of early, though, so I guess I understand. I got woken up this morning by my answering machines on PLA's telephone network interface thing, where people can call in and hack answering machines. And there's one machine on there that's a mechanical machine. I can't really turn down the volume on it because it's a mechanical machine. So I just get woken up early in the morning hearing, you know, tapes rewinding, a bunch of clicking sounds. I really need to put that machine outside my window or something. That's happened twice this week. It doesn't happen much anymore because everyone's bored with that system. If you'd like to wake me up early in the mornings, all you have to do is call 206-424-8422 and hack the one answering machine on there that uses tapes. Make sure you call around 5 or 6 in the morning, Pacific time, because I love when that happens. Today you're going to hear me call at least one more bank customer. Because that's all I got a hold of today. John McCabe has been steadily sending me more and more bank customers. And the ones he sent me today, they were repeats. A few of them were repeats. So I called them up and they knew what was going on. They're like, oh, it's that guy again. And then others didn't answer. And I got through to one lady. But John McCabe is also responsible for that intro you heard. That best of clip thing with music that I played on the beginning of the show. Which sounded pretty awesome to me. So thanks, John McCabe. Once again, let's go ahead and get started on that one single clip of a bank customer. I swear the voicemail transcription thing said Alejandro. That's why I called this lady Alejandro. It wasn't my fault. This is Alejandro. He says, resend you calling you in regards of my loan application and the closing on this next Monday. So that's why I'm calling on Sunday, because it's closing tomorrow. I have to hurry.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for Alejandro.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm calling from the Bank of America.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Is this Alejandro?
Dra.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. It's the exact same thing.
No.
Yeah, I'm just...
Oh, it's a boy. A is a girl.
Oh, that's but not yes. true. No, that's wrong. You're wrong. I'm just calling about your loan application. Did you have some questions
what?
About it?
No. No.
Oh, why'd you leave
I already spoke with Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I did have a question regarding, like, my second lien on the home.
Oh, okay.
Because it supposedly for a couple of years has been only under my ex-husband's name and not under my name.
I see.
So I guess my question is, like, I'm refinancing the first one, and now I have to see to take the next steps to assume the loan for the second one, only under my name. So what will be the process for doing that?
Well, it doesn't even matter, because actually today is, because it's a Sunday and everything, today is bring your daughter to work day, and I have my teenage daughter here with me. And
okay.
No, she was looking over your loan application. She's helping me out, and she looked at your loan application. And she said your loan application is so gay and denied. So it's denied. It's just over. It's denied.
You know, this is so insulting in what you're doing right now. I mean, you're a complete asshole.
Oh,
don't call me anymore.
You're going to say that to your loan officer assistant?
Oh, gosh. Seriously, and you're telling me that my application is gay?
Yeah. Well, hey, at least okay. I don't have a lien on my house. You
well,
deadbeat.
I'm pretty sure you rent. Yeah, you might be a loser. Bye-bye.
Yeah, a phone loser. When I made that call live on the air this morning, I didn't even catch that she told me, that she said to me, you probably rent. What a horrible insult. And it's true, so it hurts. I am a renter, everyone. The truth comes out. You all thought I lived in a mansion that was fully paid off, but nope, I'm a renter. So as I said before, that's the only one I got through to this morning when I was on the air. So after that happened, I called some haircut customers. So I'm going to play those calls. I think there's just three of them. So here are those. Enjoy!
Hello.
Hi, Jamie?
Yes.
This is Dave from... Are you still in right now?
I'm on my way there.
Oh, okay. You've scheduled an appointment?
I did, okay. To see Alexis. I know she didn't come in today until 1, so I'm on my way there.
Oh, yeah. She just got here about 4 minutes ago, so she's here and everything.
Okay, yeah. I'm on my way. I should be there shortly.
And the problem is, though, it's just that, you know, last time you were in... We saw on the security cameras that you were licking the hair off of the floor, and that's gross. Can you not do that this time? That's kind of disturbing to the other customers.
Excuse me?
You were licking the hair off of the floors?
No.
Oh, no, it's on the
security... Who is this?
This is Dave. I work here at the store, and we have it on the security cameras that you were licking hair off of the floor. And you can't do that here. That's gross.
Nah, shit.
What? What? What'd she say? Nah, shit? I don't... Okay. That was Kitty the Dragon from the chat room's idea. Thanks, Kitty the Dragon.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for Sam.
This is his mother.
Oh, okay. Is Sam right now then? I'm calling from...
Yeah, we're like 2 minutes away.
Okay, yeah. Last time you were in here, though, you didn't sweep up your hair after we were done. You just kind of walked out without doing it. And that was kind of...
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, after you get the haircut, you're supposed to sweep up the hair, and you just left it here. No, I'm serious, ma'am. It's not funny. It's maybe you think it's funny, but it makes everything harder for us to do here when you don't.
Well, then why are we paying you
to cut the hair? We're not the fucking janitors here, though.
Who is this?
My name is Dave.
And
it's just kind of rude of you to leave your hair all over the place after you leave.
I'm hanging up.
So do you think you can take care of that this time?
Yeah, right.
Well, is that a yes or is that a no? Are you just going to be an asshole again?
Hello?
Listen, goddammit. I was telling that stupid bitch before that you can't
Oh, really? Is that what you want to do? I didn't know that. You sound like you're gay. Are you gay?
I am.
And you do sound you're gay.
Do you have a problem with that?
You're pretty feminine, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm very gay. It's how? That hurt. I'm going to call him back. What a homophobe.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
So was that the son or was that the dad?
Hello?
Hey, honey baby. I was wondering
if you are again? You're calling again? What is your boyfriend saying when you keep calling?
Oh, he's
really,
at work right now.
You should be doing something for him.
At least we don't, you know, leave our hair all over the floor when we... Okay, he's gone. Now I just feel bad about myself.
Good afternoon. This is Barb. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Sam. I'm on my way there right now to get a haircut.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to make sure. There's no gay people working there, right?
Why? We can't really answer that. Why would you ask me that?
Because I don't want my hair cut by a faggot.
Okay. I'm going to hang up, sir.
Hey, listen. Listen, if there's a faggot... canceling my appointment then.
Thanks for calling. Let me help you.
I'd like to cancel my appointment.
We don't do appointments.
Well, I called in. I have an appointment. I'm on my way.
And your name is?
Sam. I should be in there.
We'll take care of it. Thank you.
Hey, listen.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Sam. I have an appointment there soon. I'm on my way.
Are you checked in online?
Yeah, I should be in there. I'm checked in. Like, do you see me in the computer?
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, I needed to cancel that appointment, though.
Don't answer, Sam. It's a prank call. Hang it up.
Okay.
We're on it now. Hang it up.
Bye-bye.
Listen, goddammit. Okay, whatever. I tried. They're not buying it. Sam is still the winner.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office with...
Yeah.
And you're in right now, correct?
No.
Oh, did you just leave?
No, my son is there.
Oh, your son is. How old's he?
40, 42.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he left your phone number. That's weird.
He's sitting there waiting on you to cut his hair or whatever.
Well, not on me. I don't cut hair, ma'am. I'm in the corporate office.
Oh, you're in the corporate office.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually here at... we were just having a problem with your son, and we were wondering if you could talk to him and maybe tell him to stop what he's doing. Like, is he on drugs?
What?
Is he on drugs or something?
No.
Because he's
on some medicine. He used to be an alcoholic, but he hadn't drank in 4 years.
Because
he's on medicine.
He's standing on the counter, and he's got a pair of scissors in his hands. And he's like, I'm a golden god. And he says he's going to jump into the pool.
I'm a fiddle. That's not my son. He's at the haircutting place to get a haircut.
Well, it's Ben, right? His name's Ben?
Benjamin H. Wilson.
Oh, no, Ben. Come on. He's not five. It's not Benjamin. It's Ben.
Benjamin is his name.
No.
My son's name.
He goes by Ben now. Listen. Stop trying
He goes by Ben, yes.
Yeah, but don't call him Benjamin. Benjamin sounds like the name of a five-year-old. No adult in the world goes under the name.
I don't give a damn what it sounds like. He's my son. His name is Benjamin Howard, and he goes by the name of Benny.
No, Benny, come on. What the hell is Benny? That's worse than Benjamin.
It don't make any damn difference. His name is Ben.
Yes.
Forget it. I know where he's at, and I know he's okay. He ain't done no crap like that.
Okay. As long as we're in agreement that... Hello? Hello, ma'am? Okay, so... She doesn't believe that her son is a golden god, apparently. Should I call her back? She was kind of fun. I watched Almost Famous this week. Can you tell?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mark from...
You just called me, didn't you?
Yeah, but you hung up on me. We weren't finished.
I hung up on you because it's my business what I call my son.
Okay, well...
And you don't tell me it sounds like a five-year-old. Don't call him that.
Well, he does. I was trying to be honest. Like, I'm trying to be your friend. And friends don't...
You're not my damn friend.
I know, but we're... Like, a friend doesn't let another friend call their son by five-year-old names when they're 40. I was just trying to be nice and trying to help.
Well, you're not being nice, and you're not trying to help, trying to confuse me, because I just talked to my son.
Okay. Ben wants...
About 5 minutes before you called.
Oh, I see. Ben wants to know if it's okay if he buys some hair gel.
I don't care what he buys.
Okay, well, he wants to make sure it's okay with you. He's going to start using hair gel, and he wants to know if he can buy some hair gel. It's kind of expensive. It's $14.
I think you are somebody, a hoax or something, because my son buys what he wants. I don't tell him what to buy.
No, he said he had to call and ask his mom's permission.
Ask me no permission to do nothing.
He's going to spike his pubes with hair gel.
I don't care if he gets a bald-headed haircut.
Oh, no. No, that wouldn't look good on him.
Well, I don't care what you want on him. Let him get what he wants.
No, I wouldn't let him get a shave his head.
Just get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
He looks stupid that way, ma'am. That lady's awesome. I'm going to call her every single day forever. Just kidding. Delete.
Hey, Brad. It's Dr. Astronaut. You had a violist on your last episode. So I'm not going to be listening anymore because I hate violists, so I won't be listening anymore. Do you know the difference between a viola and a coffin?
I do not.
The coffin has the dead person on the inside. And what's the difference between a viola and an onion? No one cries when you cut up a viola.
Wow, these are harsh.
And how can you tell when a violist is playing out of tune? The bow is moving. So it's been fun. Thanks for all the laughs.
You're Bye. Welcome. We'll miss you, Dr. Astronaut. Wow, that was some serious hate for violists. It's a new way to say that word.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga. I'm over here at my hot-ass girlfriend's place, and
I bet.
I think I'm going to leave a few pickup lines because I'm tired of jokes about phones because I'm all out of them.
You can just stop being a listener, then.
Here's my pickup line.
Whatever.
Okay, here's several. If you were a tropical fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
Wow.
Do you sit in a pile of sugar? Because you have a pretty sweet ass. Okay, one more.
She's pausing on these for me to do the drum thing, by the way.
Do you live in a cornfield? Because I'm stalking you. Okay, bye.
Bye, Olga. Those were the best. You know, a couple years ago, I was sitting in a bar with a friend, and we witnessed a guy doing a pickup line on a girl. And he actually said to her, "Do you work for UPS or something? Because I noticed you were checking out my package." Swear to God, that happened in real life. I can't remember how far he got with that, but they did appear to be strangers, and he actually did use that on someone.
Good evening, Brad. This is Jacob calling.
Hello.
I'm calling.
Holy crap, this voicemail is 2 minutes and 50 seconds long. If I actually keep this one in the show, this will probably be the last one.
Today, because it's been about a year since I started listening to you.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is, you know, as a yearly review, as I do at my place of employment, I'm going to give you a review. So what I'm going to use is I tend to use the constructive criticism sandwich. And what that is that's a 5-point process. And it goes through, and I'll just kind of tell you what that is. First, we're going to start off with a positive compliment. Then we're going to give you some praises on your strong points.
I feel like I should be wearing a suit. Should I be wearing a suit, Jacob?
Then we're going to give you some complaints. And then we're going to give you some criticism. And then we're going to finish it up with looking at your strong points again. And then we're going to give you a little thanks for what you do. So to start off, we're going to begin with some positive comments. You know, I know that you have been recently trying to... create more shows, and we really do appreciate that, all of us do. As the number two, we're going to give you some praise. you know, I really haven't thought this through, but you're doing well at what you're doing. Your jokes are fairly funny for the most part. Now we're going to give you some compliments. I said complaints, but supposedly this chart says compliments. So, complimenting you once again on how well you're doing for your show. Just going to reiterate that again for the 3 point. Now the number, the criticism part.
Oh, crap.
So,
crap.
Lately...
And this is the long part of the message, by the way. Like, there's a minute left.
You know, I've noticed that we haven't been putting up a lot of shows lately, like you previously promised us. Also had an issue with the 19th show. Just listening to it, and you were playing the Let's Make a Bid part. And that was on a previous show quite a while ago. I don't even know if that was even back when you were doing the phone show. You know, I guess I was kind of a little bit disappointed in that, Brad. And,
really?
And, you know, I was kind of hoping that you'd be able to maybe step it up a little bit after 4 days. Okay, so that's my criticism. So number four.
It's a classic bit, though. I love the whole what's your bid thing. Everyone loves what's your bid. I was just trying to bring it to the new listeners that have never heard it before, because I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard that, but I see what you're saying. I know. I'll stop playing old crap.
We're going to talk about your strong points again, once again. You know, I really do know that you're trying. Really appreciate all that you do for your Patreon members. I am a vivid Patreon member that donates a good $5 a month for you, so I appreciate that.
Thanks, Jacob.
And we're going to give you thanks. Just thank you. I got my PLA coin in the mail the other day. That was fabulous. Thank you for that. and I just want to thank you again on behalf of all of us for what you do for us, Brad. So that's
is this going to end with me being fired? Because I don't think I can handle that this morning.
That's your yearly review on my end, and I invite any other listener that's listening to this right now to please just go do a Google search for the feedback sandwich, send in your review, let Brad know what he can improve on, what he can't improve on, with the exception of Gloria. She can't because she's mentally disturbed. Okay, Brad,
that's true.
Thank you again. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I have to agree with that. All right, well, thanks, Jacob, for not firing me. I appreciate it. And no, I seriously appreciate the constructive criticism. I always appreciate when anyone tells me what they hate about the show. I encourage that. Please, everyone, tell me how much I suck and what I can do to improve. Maybe in an email, though, instead of a voicemail. I do agree that I'm not doing enough shows. Well, maybe I'm doing enough. I don't know. I was doing a lot more a couple months ago. You know, I was averaging 3 or 4 shows a week there for a while. Now I'm doing like 2 shows a week. And that number should be going up, because the Patreon's constantly going up. You guys are being really supportive and everything. I need to do more shows. But then on the other hand, quality over quantity. Right. I don't want to do shitty shows. And I think I'm averaging longer shows now than I used to. Maybe. Maybe not, because I don't do that many live shows. Those were always the long ones. I guess that's it for the voicemails, though. Wait, let's look through here. Here's the shortest one. 8 seconds long. Let's see what this person has to say.
Yo, Brad. Why you don't have to go on premium Facebook, boy? I done did nothing wrong, dude.
Oh, and it just cuts off there. He accidentally hung up the phone in rage because I unfriended him on Facebook. I'm sure there was a reason. I don't know who you are, but I'm sure there was a reason. I don't just unfriend people on Facebook. Alright, guess what? It is not Sunday anymore. It's now Monday, January 26th. Even though at the beginning of the show I said it's Sunday, January 25th. So now, what do? I don't know. What am I going to write on the show? What date am I going to put on the show, on the website? I should just say fuck it and delete this whole show and delete the pranks and not ever publish them. But no, I'll continue on. I have some more numbers here from John McCabe. He's still sending me these bank customers. He sent me a few this morning, Monday morning, of people who just left messages. Looks like this latest one is just an hour old. This lady is leaving a message for a lady named April, and her name is Catherine, and she has some questions. Hello, Catherine?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Bank of America. I was just returning your call.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're returning my call?
Yeah, April. You asked for April, but April's not in today, so if I could help you with something.
Yeah, she already called me back.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
But she's not even working today.
Well,
Are you sure that wasn't just a hacker or something trying to steal your identity?
I hope not. She went through the... I was trying to find out exactly if I had... Just have her go through... I had one question, and then she went through exactly told me what to fax back, so I got that together and took it to Bank of America and faxed it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So she kind of went through the paperwork with me.
Well, that's good. It's just weird because it must have been another one of my coworkers just impersonating April, because April's in the hospital today. She's having surgery.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, it couldn't have been her then.
Yeah, they just lied to you. They're just like, oh, I'm April, but it's probably just somebody else here in the office.
Okay. Well, hopefully, yeah, because they called back and it was the number I'd called, and she seemed to know what she was doing because she pulled up my stuff.
Okay. So. All right.
Okay.
I do have some good news, though. It seems like at this location, you're our millionth loan application refinancer. So you've won the 1 millionth customer thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you actually.
And let's see, what? What do I get for that?
Oh, you get a romantic cruise with Pauly Shore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be going to Alaska.
Yeah.
And then Italy, because that's on the same side of the United States. And and then you'll round it out by going to Mexico.
Well, aren't I lucky?
Yeah, yeah. And it's the entire thing's going to be with Pauly Shore.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Do you know who Pauly Shore is?
I don't know who Pauly Shore is. This is a joke.
Oh,
I'm
no.
waiting for the punchline.
Oh, no, it's not a joke at all. Pauly Shore is a renowned American actor. He's from the movie Encino Man and in the Army. Biodome. Have you seen Biodome in the 90s?
No.
Okay, he was in the Army now.
You're like, where have you been?
Yeah, yeah, what's wrong with you? Have you watched a movie at any point in the past decade?
I have, but not Pauly Shore.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, I don't know. We'll just give the contest to someone else then.
No, it's okay. You can go ahead and give it to me.
No. It's fine. Whatever. If you don't like Pauly Shore, then...
No, I really do. I'm gonna research.
We'll give it to someone who appreciates it.
Darn. I'm going to have to research Pauly Shore and see who this is.
Definitely. Look on imdb.com and search for his name, Pauly Shore.
Okay.
And you'll see a great American actor.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Well,
All right.
I'm glad you won, but sorry.
Sorry, but we're going to give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I'm just going to give it to the millionth and one customer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So you lose. All right. You don't get anything.
Okay, thanks.
In fact,
I really wasn't expecting anything.
Okay, well, I'm just going to cancel your loan as well.
Thanks for calling me back. I did already talk to somebody, so.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't April, though. It was a liar. It was a liar in this office. Somebody you probably can't trust.
And a scammer.
Probably a scammer, yeah.
And they probably have all my information.
I would guess. I would keep a close eye on your credit report.
And they're actually taking off on the cruise.
You probably
scam me.
They probably own your house now.
They probably own my house. So I'll be moving out real soon.
Yeah, you're just going to wake up one morning and they're going to be down there making breakfast.
That's probably what's going to happen, yeah. I've seen that on TV.
Yeah.
I do watch TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're called squatters.
I mean, Pauly Shore's on a lot of reruns. You know, his movies are all over TV. So
I'm going to research it.
Okay.
I'm going to research it. I need to get out more.
All right,
I teach school, so that usually consumes all my time.
Ah, of course. Well, I would suggest, you know, what class do you teach? What grade?
I teach K through 5th in reading.
Okay. Well, if you want to keep up with the current hip lingo of 5th graders and stuff, you know, stay, you know, so you can relate to the kids better, you should definitely figure out who Pauly Shore is and learn his lingo and use it in your classwork stuff.
Am I teaching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's my suggestion.
Okay. Well, thank you for that suggestion of the day, and I'm going to take your suggestion and I'm going to research who Pauly Shore is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. 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 Love you too.
Well, she took that well. She sounds like the coolest teacher ever. I wish I had her as a teacher in fifth grade. My fifth grade teacher was a grouchy old bitch that hated children. Here is another one that John sent in. It looks like this lady's name is Pamela, and she's calling for Jason. I'm pretty sure she's called before, so she might know who I am by now. She's probably calling to tell Jason about the weird call she got last week.
Hello.
Hello, Pamela.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Bank of America.
Yes.
And we got your message today that you needed to talk to us about something again.
Yes, I received a package from Jason Glassman.
Yeah, he's my coworker.
Okay, that's who. He told me to when I initially started the inquiring about the refinancing. He said, "Don't talk to anybody but me." Always, and I.
Oh, he's.
Ever since then, I have not talked to him.
Yeah. Well, he asked me to take this call because he's like, oh, it's Pamela again. She's so needy. Like, she just calls all the time and won't leave me alone. And she's like, can you just take this? I can't handle it. I can't deal with Pamela today.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So what is it this
that
time?
That doesn't make me feel good at all.
Yeah, well, you know.
Because I called him this morning once.
Oh yeah, he was on the phone with you, and he kept looking at me, and he's like making these.
No, I wasn't on. I haven't spoken with him this morning. Somebody's not telling the truth.
No, he must have been talking to someone else because he was making all these hand gestures, you know, like strangling himself.
I called early this morning. I called a little after 8
because
I said I wanted to make sure I'm trying to refinance, and if he's saying those things about me, I need to speak with his manager.
Oh, the manager is in jail today.
In jail?
Yeah, who knows? It seems like a weekly thing at this point. But yeah, the manager, he'll probably be out by evening, I bet. You know, he's got to talk to the bail bonds people and get bailed out again.
I don't know. You really just crushed me.
What?
You really just crushed me.
Oh, no, don't say that.
If you said that's what he's saying, that I'm needy, I'm trying to get something taken care of, and I don't know how to do this but to call you all.
Jason's just like that. He uses a lot of drugs, so he just doesn't have patience for people. I mean, you should.
And he's working?
Yeah, you should see him with his kids. Oh, my God, what a nightmare. But, I mean, maybe I could answer a question for you.
Okay, I received a notice of conditional approval and loan conditions,
mm-hmm.
and I just need to know, explain to me what I need to do because I've sent in some of the things that this sheet is saying that I need to have at closing,
yep.
before closing documents can be prepared. So, do you have access to what I'm looking at, or do I need to say to you?
Let me ask my daughter. Hold on, it's bring your daughter.
Ask your who?
My daughter. It's bring your daughter to work today. And she's here.
And what's your name?
She's a teenager. My name is Roy. She's looking over your paperwork. Just a minute. Okay, my daughter says, your loan is so gay, denied. And then she started texting her friend.
So what?
My daughter, she looked over your paperwork, and she's like, oh, Dad, this loan is so gay, denied. She took the red stamp.
So gay, denied?
Yeah, she took the red stamp and denied it, and then she started texting her friend.
Okay, are you serious? Are you...
Yeah, she's just like that. It's hard to talk to her these days. I don't know if she's serious. I don't know if she's serious or if she's just being indifferent to the whole... She doesn't even want to be here. You know, but it's bring your daughter to work day today. And she's just like, ugh.
I don't know how to take any of this serious right now.
This loan is gay. Denied. That's what she says. And it's up to her. It's bring your daughter to work day.
You're saying it's up to your daughter.
Yeah, just today.
No.
But, I mean, you just called on a bad day, I guess. You called on the wrong day because, you know, it's bring your daughter to work day.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Well, because
she's not alone.
I know, but she made the decision. It's just like that article in the paper from last week where the cop brought his daughter to work and she shot a guy and he was innocent. It's just the way it goes.
What's your ID number?
15 978-3298.
And your last name?
Gerbel.
Can you spell that, please?
Sure, it's K-E-R-B-E-I-L-E-E.
Are we being serious here?
I am, yeah.
Yes. You, spell your name again.
Oh, man. Come on, I have a hangover. I can't do that again. You know? Give me a fucking break, lady. Oh, no, I feel bad. I crushed her. She said I crushed her. I'm such a jerk. I love how Jason is telling people not to talk to anyone but him from now on. So when people call for Jason, I'm going to have to say, hey, this is Jason. By the way, those two ideas that I used in those two calls were submitted by chat room users yesterday. I'm not in the chat room, by the way, today. I'm not doing a live show. But the Bring Your Daughter to Work Day bit was submitted by Guy Manderson. And the Romantic Cruise with Pauly Shore was submitted by a guy named Do What Now. So thanks, you guys. Those were fun. I'm pretty sure I tried those yesterday and they just didn't work out or weren't funny or whatever. I think that's going to do it for today's show. I've tried to call some other numbers here, but they're just not picking up. Things aren't working out. So I give up. I'll give some more of these a try tonight or maybe tomorrow. John McCabe keeps sending numbers. Like, I've received several numbers during the recording of the show. So thanks once again, John, for doing this. Even though Neon Like Bjork gets all the credit because she's today's sponsor of the show. Just another reminder about carding pranks. Jag TV is still trying to do carding pranks on his show. So if you want to hear some brand new carding pranks, leave notes on cars that read, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Call me at 323-524-8820 and sign the note, Bobby. And please don't actually damage the car. Actually, I don't care. Damage the car. It's his show. It's not mine. He'll be the one that gets in trouble for it. Whatever. Remember to visit Phone Losers at facebook.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, twitter.com/phonelosers, and of course, phonelosers.org. If you're listening to the show on the YouTubes, then you're missing out on some of the music and other little things that I have to take out so that YouTube doesn't ban the video in other countries. So if you're one of those people, you should subscribe to the show with a podcast app on your smartphone or on your computer. Please support the show with Patreon. That's patreon.com/phonelosers. Or you can do the same thing at phonelosers.org/cactus. And if you don't want to do any of that stuff, just help us out by going to phonelosers.org/help and do some of the things on that page to help promote us. If you're tired of me not doing enough shows these days, you should get on prankcallnation.com and listen to some of the shows on there. There's a live show pretty much every single day on Prank Call Nation. And I occasionally jump in on them and do some calls, like last night was Carlito's show, the Madhouse Live show. And I spent a couple hours on the air last night with him and Neon and Dwight bothering people. It was fun. I'm sure that show will be on Carlito's podcast stream at some point on madhouselive.com. So go listen to that. Go listen to other shows on Prank Call Nation. And yeah, that's it. Goodbye, everyone.
listen to me, I don't understand why you're calling me, you know? I don't know who you are. You know, you call me every day, you breathe on the phone. You just let me know if you're a girl or something. Maybe I'll talk to you, but, you know, you don't say anything but...
Leave me alone.